أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. This is the seventh chapter of this book, Burunsi. This has two incidents in it. We will be narrating incident one by one. The first incident is narrated by Hujjatul Islam Hashimi Reza Rezai. He states as follows. One day Burunsi narrated an incident from Kurdistan. He says, I was posted at the checkpost of the city of Sanandaj. I was keeping an eye around the checkpost. Suddenly, I noticed a Kurd girl walking towards me. I tried to ignore her, but she walked straight towards me. She was not wearing any headscarf. I was hoping that she would pass by me as quickly as possible, but she kept walking towards me. I tried not to look at her, but all my attention was towards her so that she doesn't do any mischief. She came towards me and stood at a distance. I took a glance at her and she was wearing makeup. The moment my glance fell on her, she smiled and winked at me. I turned my face away and yelled at her, "Get out of here!" She did not budge from her place. She knew her tricks well. I shouted again, "Get out of here!" But she did not move. I shot a round of fire in the air and stared at her in anger and said, "Get out of here before I shoot you to death." Now she was scared and she ran away. The second incident is narrated by Masume Sabakhiz. She's holding a picture and says, this picture reminds me of a sweet memory. Like a benevolent father, he has his arms around two little Kurd kids while he was talking to them and there is a herd of sheep around them. Abdul Hussein narrates about this picture as follows. One night we saw two little kids walking towards us with a herd of sheep. It was odd that two little kids at this hour of the night would go out to feed the sheep or return back from the plains after feeding the sheep. It was odd, but we did not suspect them of anything. Even my friends felt pretty odd of what was going on, but none of them suspected the kids. So we did not ask them anything and we just let them pass. Soon, we could only see their shadows in the distance and after some time, even the shadows vanished. The next night, they passed by again, and now we suspected that there is something wrong going on here. We looked at the kids, and nothing seemed suspicious about them. Then we looked at the herd of the sheep, and noticed that they were not walking the normal way. There was something weird about the way they were walking. Then suddenly, like a lightning, it struck me. I quickly fell on my knees and started inspecting the sheep, and found that which was not supposed to be found. Hand grenades. There were hand grenades tied to the belly of each sheep. It was tied very professionally and securely. When we found the hand grenades, the two boys just froze in their place. Their eyes were about to fall off their sockets out of fear and shock. If I was angry at this moment, I was angry with the munafiqeen and the rebels. They were the real culprits. We knew about them, that getting the job done was important for them. They did not care if it was through the elderly old people, women or kids. They would threaten them and get their job done. I told the kids, you do not have to worry about anything. We confiscated all the grenades and held the kids at the checkpost till the morning. Then, when the sunlight broke, I went to the kids, put my arms around their neck and explained them that what they were doing is wrong and asked them to promise me that they will not repeat this again. And then I let them go. They just couldn't believe that I was letting them go. Apparently, the munafiqeen had painted a barbaric picture of ours for them. Finally, when they were convinced that we are letting them go, they wished us khuda hafiz and left. However, till they faded away, they kept turning back and looking at us. I guess it was hard for them to believe that we just let them go for such a major felony. Inshallah, the rest of the content we will cover in the next chapter. Until then, iltimas-e dua, khuda hafiz.